Israeli forces have razed down more houses belonging to Palestinians accused of killing Israeli soldiers and settlers. The move comes amid fresh tensions between Palestinians and Israeli soldiers throughout the occupied Palestinian territories. Our correspondent Mona Kandil reports.
In recent days, Israeli forces have demolished homes of several Palestinian activists jailed in Israeli prisons. They are accused of carrying out attacks that led to the death of Israeli soldiers and settlers. Tel Aviv's Supreme Court has given the green light to the destruction of those homes to prevent any further attacks in the future. Palestinian commentators, meanwhile, consider the act as a new attempt by Tel Aviv to impose further punitive measures against Palestinians.
The Israeli Supreme Court legalized demolishing homes. It's an illegal and inhumane procedure, and where Israel ignores international human rights law, the move definitely will not deter Palestinians. It's a punitive measure by Israel. Palestinians are defending their rights. They are fighting the occupation.
The recent home destroyed by Israel was the home of Mohammed Abu Shaheen here in the Qalandia refugee camp south of occupied Ramallah. Abu Shaheen was arrested last July and was accused of carrying out a shooting attack near West Bank settlement and killed an Israeli settler in June.
We received an order from the Israeli military to evacuate the third floor. It's my brother's flat. Early morning on Monday, the soldiers stormed the refugee camp and blew up the third floor. The demolition has affected the whole building and the nearby buildings as well. These measures are illegal. These aggressive measures will only increase our resolve to continue fighting Israel.
Human Rights Watch had meanwhile called on Israel to immediately impose a moratorium on its policy of demolishing the family homes of Palestinians suspected of attacks against Israel, describing it as blatantly unlawful.
The Israeli authorities argue that demolishing homes of Palestinians accused of conducting attacks against Israelis is an attempt to prevent similar assaults by their fellow men. Palestinians, however, reject this, saying the move will not terrify them. They say they will continue with their struggle to resist the Israeli aggression. Mona Kandil for Press TV from Qalandia refugee camp, south occupied Ramallah.